Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Aboard Celebrity Edge, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news briefs for Thursday, July 1st, 2021. Wow, June just went by just like that. Cruise ship horn battles are back. For the first time, the Port of Cozumel saw two cruise ships with passengers on the very same day. On Wednesday, both Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas and sister brand Celebrity Cruises Celebrity Edge called at the port. Adventure will call to Nassau weekly throughout the summer, and next week, Carnival Cruise Line will make its first call to Cozumel. Things are starting to ramp up for the Mexican port. And in a Facebook video, Carnival's brand ambassador John Heald announced that the casino bar has been removed from two ships, Carnival Horizon and Carnival Vista. He said that game machines have been added in their place and that smoking is now only allowed on the port side of the casino. Heald also announced buffet details, saying that with the cruise line's restart, guests will be able to serve themselves just like in the past. Additionally, Heald said that Carnival has a plan in place to encourage guests to do their e-muster drill soon after boarding. And Port Canaveral has announced its cruise restart schedule through mid-September, which includes four cruise lines. At the end of July, Mardi Gras is scheduled on her first revenue sailing, and Allure of the Seas is scheduled for her first test cruise. In August, Carnival Magic, Allure of the Seas, and Mariner of the Seas are all scheduled for their first revenue cruise. And on September 16th, MSC Divina is scheduled for her first sailing. The port also noted that Disney Dream and Disney Fantasy cruises are canceled through August 6th and August 28th, respectively. Port Canaveral is the third port in the state of Florida to resume sailings behind Fort Lauderdale and Port Miami. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 2.3% to 26.34. Royal Caribbean up 2.7%, 85.16. And Norwegian up 1.5% to 29.37. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Aboard Celebrity Edge, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.